Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Taking a look at some more advanced analytics stats for quarterbacks, and I'm really digging into some of this stuff. I think there's some stuff to find here. So as I'm sort of digging through it, finding some interesting things. One thing I think that's pretty interesting is the time in the pocket, right? So time to throw, time in the pocket. What is that? What does that mean in terms of success and basically who's holding on to the ball and all of those things? So one of the key, because this is an interesting one, right? The big criticism is that we're going to see a lot of defenses of Carson Wentz. He didn't have time to throw. I'm not sure that that's a good defense. I'll sort of go through what I mean on some of this stuff, and I was surprising. So I just looked at quarterbacks with 100 or more dropbacks. Okay, there was 44 of them, right? So dropback is just basically intended pass plays. Then there's sacks and scrambles in there as well. And so I basically looked at, what's the split of quarterbacks that are better, less than 2.5 seconds in terms of quarterback rating versus greater than 2.5 seconds in quarterback rating. So basically, who's better quicker, who's better longer. And the results were somewhat surprising. 37 out of the 44 quarterbacks, so that's 84%, were better in 2.5 seconds or less in terms of quarterback rating. Only 7 or 16% were better. You could see them with more time to throw. So 2.5 seconds or more. So when you look at actually the improvements, the guys that were shorter got a pretty big edge over their long period of time. So the guys that were better in less than 2.5 seconds were 21 on average, 21.6 rating points better than they were in the long in more than 2.5 seconds, right? So you're like what I would consider like your short dropbacks versus your long dropbacks. So they were 21.6 rating points better in short dropbacks versus long dropbacks. The seven quarterbacks that were better and longer, they were 10 points better in the longer dropbacks and the shorter dropbacks. So we really see an edge there with the guys. A lot more of these are short ones, and you see a lot of you see them doing significantly better, really. Just looking at some of the things too, in terms of guys who were actually doing some of the protection stuff, which is, I thought this was really interesting, is like the intended time to sack, right? So intended time to, actually, I'll start with intended. So time to attempt is the easiest way to look at these. There's basically four breakdowns. So some of the longer ones, not necessarily surprising. Jalen Hurts was the longest at almost 3 seconds. Josh Allen, 2.85. Baker at 2.8. Lamar 2.78, Russell Wilson 2.78, Carson Wentz 2.71, Mahomes 2.71. So I think those are all interesting ones in terms of, there's some good in there and there's some bad in there. So that's, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's outright good or outright bad. All of those guys were actually better in shorter attempts than everyone in that was actually better in shorter dropbacks than longer ones, except Lamar Jackson. So I think there might actually be some suboptimal stuff going on in there. The two that I guess were the closest in terms of the short versus, despite being better in short dropbacks, the ones that were closest were Russell Wilson and Baker Mayfield. So they were pretty close to neutral in terms of their performance amongst those. So it does make some sense to drop those guys back. Notably, Josh Allen's much better in the short passing game. So was Jalen Hurts, and Wentz was as well. So Mahomes was actually one of the better ones in terms of the short stuff too. So some of these guys that are actually dropping back, we think, oh, they have all this time to throw. They're not necessarily maximizing it. So that's, I think, one thing to think about in all of that is that there's maybe not this huge advantage to standing back in the pocket a whole lot of time. The guys that took the longest time in the pocket to actually throw were Jalen Hurts up there again, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Taysom Hill, Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson, Mayfield, Mahomes, Wentz is up there again, and Cam Newton. So those are your top 10 in terms of guys standing in the pocket the longest. Quickest ones getting the ball out, Roethlisberger, Fitzpatrick, Rivers, Nick Foles, Tom Brady, which is actually interesting in terms of some of the deep passing stuff that they talked about a lot with him. He was actually getting the ball out relatively quick when he was in the pocket. He didn't spend a lot of time in there. Mike Glennon, Andy Dalton, Alex Smith, that one's not really surprising. Breeze, right, focus on getting the ball out. So those aren't super surprising. Times to sack, right, the amount of time to sacks, which was pretty interesting. And this is the one that really jumped off the page to me with Carson Wentz, as I know that there was a big criticism of his offensive line. 3.52. That is 17th in terms of time to sack, right? So, and again, there's guys that are much lesser that perform much better than him with much less time. I mean, you know, Roethlisberger, that one's really not fair because he was just basically getting the ball out. That's essentially all he did. But that's not much different than it's really not that much different than Russell Wilson, for example. You know, Aaron Rodgers is pretty close to that as well. You know, so there was plenty of people in that time range. I think that's actually not that I don't think saying that he didn't have time to throw is necessarily a fair criticism of him, or is it necessarily a fair defense of him? It's probably more lazy analysis than anything. Some of the things that I think are actually, when you look at this, I would say the thing that we should be thinking about is really the amount of dropbacks that are less than 2.5 seconds, right? So if we're trying to look for an edge in terms of guys who are actually getting some favorable help in terms of some of their dropback stuff, the best in some of them, right, getting plays quickly, right? Roethlisberger didn't help him a ton, but Dalton was good. Fitzpatrick was good. They were getting some benefit of the doubt. Tua was actually pretty good. Rivers, Burrow, so that's a good sign there going forward. Yeah, they were trying to get the ball out quickly, which is helpful. Some of the guys that weren't, to Jalen Hurts, Taysom Hill, Josh Allen, actually spent a ton of time back in the pocket, and didn't throw quick all that often. Lamar Jackson, the same thing. Carson Wentz was up there. He only threw basically a short drop back 40.7% of the time. And again, it's not like he was good in those settings either. So, but he was better, right? In terms of when you look at his quarterback rating on throws where he was actually, in sort of the quick game, he was, he was second worst in the league. But it was significantly better than when he didn't have the ball in his, you know, when he was taking a lot of time back there. He was notably worse. So that's just a thing that I don't think that there's a great statistical case that it was because of pressure for him. So he appears to be broken, even when you look at these stats. I know there was defensive, hey, he's hit the offensive line. That actually doesn't really show up. So that's really some of the stuff. Again, I'm not necessarily making this a Carson Wentz thing, but I think it's a notable takeaway from it. In terms of some of that stuff, just looking at a couple of different ideas too. The Tannehill stuff. I talked the prior episode about Tannehill and some of his performances in terms of what his performance might say for Matt Ryan, for example. So Tannehill threw a lot of his attempts short, short dropbacks, 50.27. So he was one of the better guys in terms of that. He was 15th in terms of short throws. He had a pretty sizable difference too. He's 28.4 rating points better, 119 in the short game. So that was way, way up there in terms of attempts. So that's something that Arthur Smith really has figured out. So when you look at that, and then you compare it to Matt Ryan spent about 44% of his throws were in the short game. And he was 90.57. So there's plenty of room to grow there for him in terms of some of that short game stuff. So I think that's an easy one for him to pick apart. He's actually pretty neutral in terms of short versus long dropbacks. So I think that's actually a place where you can look and say, hey, there's probably more here to get for a guy like Matt Ryan. Darnold, just looking at some of these other guys, Darnold was actually kind of he spent a lot of time back there as well. He was 30th out of 44 qualifiers in terms of a percentage of short throws. He saw a pretty sizable difference in terms of short versus long. So he was much better in short, basically 26.5 ratings points better. Again, that's not that high considering he was only 85.9 in short passing. So again, that's not good. But I think that's a notable difference there. Another one here in this range, Daniel Jones saw a pretty, he was similarly in terms of his dropback percentage, he was about 46.5. So him and Darnold were about the same in terms of dropback percent, you know, the short dropbacks versus the long dropbacks. He was better in some of the longer dropbacks, but performed about the same as Darnold in the short dropbacks. So so that's a notable one there. Goff spent not a lot of time back there. You know, he was similar with that range as well. A pretty big, a good chunk better from the short dropbacks than the long dropbacks, but less than the overall average of increase, which is a notable thing there. Because a lot of people say, hey, he's just a game manager. It's not, right. I think all quarterbacks sort of operate better in that shorter dropback time. But he wasn't significantly aided by that above what anyone else was. So that's pretty much that. Roethlisberger, basically the only guys, so I'll just go through the only guys that were better on long than they were on short, right? So the guys that were better at long dropbacks than they were at short dropbacks. So there's only, like I said, there's only seven guys with over 100 attempts. It's Taysom Hill, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert, and Tom Brady. So again, they were better in longer dropbacks than shorter dropbacks. So again, some narrative busting there, right? Brady, the criticism was he was having a hard time deep early. That actually didn't turn out to be all that true over the long term. Like there was a little blip in the radar. But I think that shows a good sign for Herbert that he's actually having success working through progressions, that sort of thing, staying in the pocket. That's good. Kyler Murray, he was about neutral, so he was about as close as you would get there. Him and Dak Prescott and Deshaun Watson were almost exactly the same from in the pocket, from short versus long dropbacks. The notable guys that are different, Lamar Jackson and Taysom Hill. So I think with really both of those guys suffer from the same criticism, is that they're not really traditional quarterbacks. They're that they're not really, you know, drop back at the ball on time. They're more doing, shots and sort of other, they're not traditional, what you would think of as like pocket passer quarterback. So that's one thing that I would point to and say, hey, there's probably something there in terms of that. So, that's, again, that criticism of Lamar Jackson, he can't consistently get all of that normal quarterback stuff in there. I think that's showing up a lot. He did not spend a lot of time in the pocket. There weren't many of his passes that were short. So they actually optimized him, right? They did what he did well, but not great in terms of, what you would expect in terms of some of the short stuff and him becoming more of a full passer. So those were just some takeaways that I had from this. Again, I think the thing is maybe the big takeaway here is, we want to look for teams that are going to optimize, you know, getting the ball out, getting the ball quickly, and sort of those things, I think that's a pretty good efficiency to look at in terms of some of this quarterback play. And maybe we shouldn't necessarily be so concerned about how, you know, time to drop back and time to, you know, some of this offensive line stuff where we get so, you know, oh, he has no time to throw. Like, it's only, it's only 2.5 seconds, right? I get that that's a lot of time to be back there and you need protection. But let's keep in mind some of the stuff that's like when we sort of look at this and the guy drops back in the pocket and he, you know, then he gets sacked after, you know, he goes through his drop and steps up in the pocket and then, you know, about 2.5 seconds later he gets sacked, right? Like that's still within the range in which he could have got, you know, could have and should have probably gotten the ball out for the most efficient pass. So I think that's a notable thing. And it was a little bit of a myth buster for me in terms of how quick some of these passes come out. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance and we'll talk again very soon.